This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
We've been getting used to seeing some slightly lower export sales recently, but the markets did not react well upon seeing that again this week. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export sales numbers from the USDA.
Corn export sales totaled 922,000 tons. The old crop sales were disappointing at 794,000 tons. On the soybeans, it was 411,000 tons on the old crop, just a minor 3,500 tons on the new crop. So overall, I'm going to say this was a little bit disappointing on the corn side of things. It was below the five-year average. Beans were basically right at the five-year average. So that would be, this would be 2 weeks in a row for that. So essentially, five out of the last 8 weeks that we've had below the five-year average or at or below the five-year average. So we've already seen the peak for soybean sales. This is the first disappointing corn sale that we've seen. So it is potential that we've seen the peak for corn, but 1 week is tough to make that call.
A big part of the concern in the marketplace is due to the lack of flash sales over the past couple weeks.
Tomorrow marks, 2 weeks since we've seen our last sale. Overall, I mean, when you look at where we're at, we are more expensive on corn and soybeans for than Brazil is. So they have that price advantage. It is only natural at this time of the year that they do tend to start to take some of those sales. So it's just been so good for corn that it's a little disappointing when it starts to creep in.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.